Okay. Point of information.
What's Bill? Your question, Bill?
I just want to make sure I'm correct. The motion that was just passed has, that was the one that was, she's, the restraining sent at 9:20 Eastern time, correct?
Serene, do you want to respond to that?
I said that three times when he asked a few minutes ago.
Okay, because it has only whereas is in it. There's no resolve. There's no action in the motion.
Okay, Bill, we've already voted on it. We can't go over that.
Okay, well, I just want to clarify that. Thank you.
Can we get a motion to adopt the agenda, and we'll have to change the adjournment time? Get a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second? Second. First of all, we have to change the German time to 10 o'clock, so we'll have to adjust that. Is there any amendments on that?
I move that we adjust. What is the agenda in time right now?
The proposed time says 10 o'clock p.m.
Okay. I propose 11:30 p.m.
Okay. It's been proposed that we amend the draft agenda to adjourn at 11:30. Is there a second to that?
Second, Jim Brown.
Is there any objection to that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Goodman.
Okay. Madam Secretary, you want to call a roll on that?
Aaron. Can't hear you. Alexander.
Pass.
Bethune?
Pass.
Brown? Can't hear you, Casnave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Pass.
Goodman?
No.
No. Coburn passes. Novick?
So this is a change in the adjournment time to 10:30 Eastern?
To 11:30.
Pass.
Pass. Wangaza?
No.
Patel Adams?
Yes.
Pinchback.
Yes.
Robert.
Yes.
Sorden.
Yes.
Shabanda. Is Shabanda back? All right.
No.
Aaron. Sorry?
Shabanda's not back.
Okay. I mean, you said no, but I didn't know whether you were... Okay. Aaron?
No.
Alexander, you passed?
No.
Bethune, you passed?
Yes.
Crozier, you passed?
No.
Coburn passed and Coburn abstains. Novick, you passed?
Yes.
One moment.
Hold on. Jim, yes. Brown, yes.
Brown, I'm sorry, I forgot to. Okay. Brown votes yes. Anybody else I didn't call again? Okay, I have 8 yes, no, 5 no, and 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. So this passes.
Okay, are there any more?
9 yes, 5 no, 1 abstention.
Point of order.
This is Serene. That's a point of information.
Yeah, I first heard a point of order, then we hear Serene's question. Who is that point of order?
It's Bill.
Yes, what's your point of order?
Takes 2/3 to extend time. That's not 2/3. 9
no
to 5.
Sir.
Well,
Chair.
Bill, did you respond? Could I respond? Okay, no, that's not correct, Bill. We hadn't adopted a time. That was just a draft time. We're still adopting the agenda now. It's only a simple majority. If we had adopted the agenda, you would be correct, but we didn't. Okay,
Chair,
Serene,
this is Janet, point of information.
We had Serene first and then Janet. What's your questions?
Okay, so thanks very much. I'm looking at the last paragraph of the motion, and it says the call for the December 7th, 2016 meeting that included yada, yada, yada are hereby rejected. So I'm not clear on what Bill Crozier means by there's no action there.
Okay, Serene, we've disposed of that matter. We're not going to go back. Okay. Janet, what's your question?
I'm sorry. Wait. If I'm asking for clarification, perhaps I will need to make a motion to reconsider, but I want to be sure that it is clear what the board intends. We spent an hour and a half on it.
But I don't know. Who are you asking that question to?
I'm asking you as a parliamentarian.
What's the question you're asking again?
Never mind. Let's move on. Sorry. Thank you.
Janet.
Okay. So can I just read the agenda that we are attempting to approve or amend into the, you know, to the public?
Yes.
Okay. So Okay. So we are finishing up the first part, which is kind of housekeeping, and there was a long motion during that. So the rest of the agenda that we are approving is item 2, fiscal year 2014 audit, for 15 minutes total. The first part is report from the PNB Audit Committee Chair, and the second is B is consideration of PNB approval of fiscal year 2014 audit. Then, item 3 for 45 minutes is 2016 delegate elections. And then we will be, well, once this is, if this is approved, we will adjourn at 11:30 instead of 10 o'clock.
This is Grace.
Yes.
I'd like to add something to the agenda.
Yes, Grace.
Okay. I would like to put on the agenda a request for a legal opinion regarding the Serene Roberts motion that just passed. And I'd like also to discuss how WBAI should proceed so that it can have delegates seated on this board now before the new seating of directors in January.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order, Adriana?
Mr. Chair, we need the motion to avoid all of this. When somebody makes a motion, need to be in writing. And the second thing is we have this meeting specifically with these two special items, okay? We cannot add different items to this meeting. It's a special meeting with very specific issues. Thank you.
Well, I think this is related to the issues that we have, the 26 elections, because the delegates they're trying to see were the recently elected delegates, so it is kind of related. I can't rule that out of order. But
I'd like to appeal the ruling.
Voting up or down, because they want she's talking about the BAI elections.
I'd like to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Can we have the motion in writing, Mr. Chair? Because if
Great. You submit that motion in writing.
Yes, I'm doing it now. One second.
And we had an objection to the ruling of the chair that that's not relevant. Is there a second to that?
Bill?
The
objection to the ruling of the chair. No, sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. Who moved? Who
Serene moves to
Alan?
Serene.
Adriana second.
Okay. Just a brief explanation. My ruling was related to that because I think what they were trying to seat is the BAI delegates that were just elected in this last election, as well as a result of that, holding the meeting to elect the PNB representative. So, and we just discussed it. Spent almost an hour, over an hour or two discussing it. So I think it's relevant to the topic of this special meeting as it relates to the 26 delegate elections. Okay, we'll go to
the vote
on it, but if you want to speak on it.
I'm sorry, do I not get to speak?
Yes, three, yes.
And Jan Goodman to the stack.
Okay, so.
Okay, this is Grace. I just sent everybody the motion for the agenda edition.
Okay, we'll hear from Serene and then Jan Goodman. Yes, Serene.
Okay, I'm going to look at her motion first. It might inform my understanding of your, I don't see it. I think we should wait until we have the motion. Things tend to change.
It was sent.
That's good. I'm waiting till I get it. If you'd like to move on to someone else in the meantime, that's fine.
Yes, Jan?
Yes, I would like to address this motion. Is that, am I in order of Grace's motion?
No. The thing that's in order is whether or not the motion is relevant. That's what.
Oh, okay. I would like to speak to whether it's relevant. That is what was put on our agenda tonight, was the election, and this is totally relevant to the election. So I support the chair's decision on this, tentative decision or whatever it is, and I think that we should discuss it. And move on.
Point of information, Mr. Chair.
We take care of any other business because we need to have guidance as to the WBAI people need to have guidance.
Okay. Adriana, what's your question?
My question is, we receive a motion that only is two parts. I see one that said motion, but I don't see how many minutes you want it. And the second thing, shouldn't be this part of the discussion when we go to 2016 elections? It's a question. And where she wants this motion to go and for how long?
All well, of that Adriana, I would agree with you. That's why I said it's relevant to the discussion. But we had an objection to that. So
no, sir, because he's putting in like a different motion.
Okay, but the subject matter, Adriana, I said is relevant, what they're raising. But where do you want to put this, Grace, and how much time? Grace? Could you?
I'm sorry, I was muted. I want to make this the first order of business after the agenda is approved, and I'd like to give it 10 minutes.
Okay, anybody else want to speak to this motion about whether this is relevant or not?
Yeah, Bill. This is Serene.
Serene and Bill.
Okay, so the issue that we discussed was the violation of the bylaws in, as I said before, cherry-picking who gets to vote. All folks need to do is follow the bylaws, but I think it's a bit of a stretch to say that this now needs to become, we haven't even gotten to, this isn't part of the agenda. That whole discussion had to do with whether or not certain people were going to be on this call. It does not, my motion, which is now the PNB motion because it was approved by the PNB, had nothing to do with the actual agenda items that were identified for tonight's meeting. This is a special meeting. Why are we going back to find all sorts of ways that we can add stuff to something that wasn't even on the agenda? It's unfortunate it took so much of the time, but that wasn't the agenda item. The agenda item is the... I'm sorry?
No, I didn't know you had finished, but I thought...
The agenda items, and I don't have it right in front of me, but as I recall, were the audit and the 2016 election. And that's what we need to be talking about. Not something that wasted an hour and a half before the meetings because folks wouldn't read or take advice.
Okay, Bill?
I don't see how it's connected.
Thank you. Well, it most certainly is connected with the elections. So here we're basically, the PMB basically voted to ignore the elections, and basically they're
Point
attempting to make it impossible, but make it impossible for the WBI to have proper representation.
Point of order.
Grace's motion to ask for.
Point of order.
What is your point of order, Sri?
He doesn't get to trash people because he disagrees with them. It is inappropriate for him to characterize other people's intent.
Okay.
How long does he run with that?
But Bill, could you not question a person's intent? Okay, could you?
I said what the PNB just decided to do, and I think the effect, I'm trying to say, the effect of it is to create a really big legal problem for us, obviously related to the elections. We're basically ignoring the elections, and we most certainly need a legal opinion on that, and I don't have any idea how WBI is going to have proper representation this year after this motion that was just passed. So it's most certainly related to elections.
Okay.
And I don't know how we can get any other business done this year till settled.
Yes, Adriana?
Yes. Mr. Chair, what I see that we spend almost 2 hours in the start of our meeting with the same issue. The PMB make a decision, and we are trying again to put something that we already agree. If the bylaws are very clear, we have our votes. It's not any other way that we keep discussing the same issue over and over. We have our next important issues is approving the 2014 audit, and the second one is 2016 elections. We cannot try to keep putting motion to waste time to see if we cannot accomplish. Then the same people will say later on, we don't accomplish anything. This is the reason. We cannot keep bringing motions that we already decide. Thank you.
Okay. This is reference. This is the ruling of the chair. And like I said, I think it's relevant because the nature of Serene's motion was saying that delegates were not properly seated. They should be seated at an LSC meeting according to the bylaws. That's relevant to the new 2016 election and the delegates. That's why I think it's relevant. I may not necessarily agree with it, but it's relevant to the discussion. That's
Nancy,
all I'm saying. Who is that?
Yeah, the reason I don't think it's on the agenda is because I think that question, that advice was already given to them when we discussed it originally.
Okay, we're going to have to proceed one way or the other. We can spend all night with this. We're going to have to vote. You can vote yes to sustain the chair or no to overrule the chair. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll?
Aaron. What was the chair? I'm sorry. What was the chair's decision not to put this agenda item on the agenda, not to take it up?
No, the chair decided that it was relevant to be voted on by the PNB. You know, the chair, it should be voted on to be added to the agenda, and the chair decided it is relevant.
Okay, thank you.
Be voted
I'm glad
on.
I asked, because I would have voted wrong.
Okay, and so if you support the chair, and it goes to the agenda that is relevant to the agenda. Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune.
No.
No, Brown. Brown, can't hear you. Castanets?
No.
No. Crozier?
No.
Brown. I'm sorry. I was muted. Brown? No.
No. We're voting on the... Sorry. May I clarify? Wait a minute. I am not clear whether I'm taking the tally of the right thing. It's my understanding that we're voting on the... challenge to the ruling of the chair.
Yes.
And voting yes agrees with the chair. Voting no does not. Okay. Crozier, sorry.
No.
No. Goodman.
Agree with the chair. Yes.
Yes. Coburn votes no. Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
Abstain.
Abstain. Roberts?
No.
No. Sorden?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. One moment.
Spill, change my vote to yes, please.
Crozier, yes. One moment. Are we done with changing? Okay. I have 4 yes. I have 7 no and 3 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair votes yes.
Yes. 5 yes, 7 no, 3 abstentions. This the chair's ruling is not sustained, and I would like to be on the stack for agenda.
Okay. Janet, what's your
message or your phone number? We'll get back to you. Thank you.
Yes. I would like to add a motion to the agenda, and that would be to have a recount of the 2016 delegate elections. I can read the whole thing. It's a long motion. I will be sending it, but I would like to add it to the agenda under item 3 as the first item, a sub-item.
I'll second.
I'm sending it now.
Dan Goodman on the stack.
Okay, good. Did we get a second? Was there a second to that amendment?
Roberts.
Yes.
Once again, where were you putting that again, Janet?
As the first item under item Roman numeral 3, the 2016 delegate election.
Okay.
May I motivate it, or?
Yeah, you can briefly motivate it.
Okay, so there had been a number of incorrect listings and results from the 2016 STV results. As PNB secretary, I have the 2 CDs that have all the true ballot files on them. And so one issue has to do with 3 staff members being listed as runners-up in a listener election at WPFW. There was a KPFT candidate who was initially listed as a runner-up, and then no listing of that candidate as a runner-up when there should have been. There was somebody who was, a quote, write-in aggregate was listed as a runner-up.
We can debate it. We're just debating what
right.
to put on the
okay.
agenda.
So, there were so many irregularities that a recount should be done.
Okay. Can we take a stack? Is there a stack for this agenda?
Goodman.
Okay, anyone else?
I'm sorry, we're taking a stack and whether that can be added to the agenda?
Yes.
Yes.
And keep in mind, we only have 30 minutes to debate the agenda. I thought we've already spent maybe 15 to 20 minutes. And we're taking 2-4, 2 against. Yes, Goodman.
This is a motion is out of order because the bylaws clearly state that the person in charge puts the election supervisor in charge of the elections, and then the only person who deals with the election supervisor is the executive director. It does not give the PNB any role in the elections whatsoever, because so that the PNB can't meddle in whatever the results are. This election has been certified by the National Election Supervisor and also certified by True Ballot, and therefore this is an inappropriate motion. We have no say over the running of the election, the counting of the election, and so forth.
Okay, I want to remind people,
Janet,
this is just a motion to add this to the agenda.
I'm just saying it,
Janet, to the staff.
To have it even on our agenda, because we have no...
But you're
saying we shouldn't even be considering it, because it's not anything that the... It's specifically... the bylaws specifically do not give us any role in the election.
Okay, Janet.
Janet.
Yeah.
So the what I didn't specify was that the PNB would not be deciding this. The PNB would direct the IED to direct the NES to do a number of things. If you read the two whereases, which I could, but, you know.
Okay. Next person on this. Is there anyone else who wants to speak on this, adding this to the agenda?
Bill?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Bill.
Thank you. You know, I think these items have already been settled, and I know there was one of the K50 people sent an email today, and I sent a note to her and copied the PNB, because she copied the PNB just before our meeting started, addressed all this stuff, and it was all settled before, actually months ago, most of it, and the election results, the pages with, well, just read that email. It's all basically all taken care of, and you know, I thought we were supposed to be getting the audit tonight, rather than rehashing or trying to invalidate elections. We need to get the audit. So I'm opposed to the putting this on the agenda.
Okay. One other person in favor of this item?
Yeah, this is Serene.
Yeah, it's Serene.
Okay. So I support this motion. There have been a number of problems with the execution, to put it kindly, of this this election, and significant irregularities, including a number of people at BAI who paid via PayPal and did not get their ballots and were told they weren't on the list and had to dig up documentation. Not everyone got a response. So the statement that remains on the elections website that claims that there were three people at BAI who had a problem is false, and that information was submitted in time for them to have that resolved. So, yeah, aside from the obvious flaws that I've been pointing out for months, some of this, it's not enough to say we always have problems at elections. At some point, we have to insist on getting a good, you know, reliable result. And I'm also, I wanted to add this because I also would like to talk about why, having paid the LESs, those local election supervisors' reports are being withheld from the board. We paid those folks. You know, if there's some dispute about how much time the NES was actually available either to her staff or to the committee or to the PND, fine. Let's work through and resolve that. But in the meantime, the only report we've seen is from the Houston LES, and I'm quite sure those other folks did their work. It's not right. Yeah, let's get it on the agenda.
Okay. We're going to go
to the
question.
This is great for the stack.
I'm sorry, we've had two people speaking for, two people against. We're going to have to go to the vote on this.
Can I ask a question?
Okay, I would like to amend the motion.
Well, it's too late. We got to, we've heard our two people for, two people against. We have to go to the vote. Those are our standing rules. Was there a question related to what we're voting? Who is that?
Yes.
Yes.
This is Grace. I'd like to...
No, I heard somebody else asking a
you
question.
You can't amend it on the floor.
That's me, Pinchback. I wanted to ask a question.
Pinchback, yes.
My question is this. Any recount would be... how would that affect our timeline for seating these delegates? Isn't this this timeline it's in stone, or do we have flexibility?
Chair, may I answer?
Yes, Janet.
That is spelled out in the motion itself, and if this gets on the agenda, that will be addressed. That is addressed by the motion, if you read it, the last two paragraphs.
But I think he's trying to ask before he wants to decide or not whether or not will it affect the timeline of the proposed. You can either say yes or no.
Well, it would affect the timeline in that the if there's a recount, there would have to be a recertification, and this would take some time. And if the recount results in some kind of change to any kind of seating that will already has taken place or will take place prior to the recount, if there's any change to the results, for example, if somebody
all you have to do is address his question.
It addresses that, and it would be dealt with at the January meeting. Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to the vote on this amendment. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
Yes, Aaron.
Abstain. Oh, no, I'll pass. Let me pass.
Pass. Alexander.
No.
No. Bethune?
Yes.
Yes. Brown? Can't hear you. Castanave?
Yes.
Yes. Crozier?
Pass.
Pass. Goodman?
Pass.
Coburn votes yes. Novick?
Yes, puts it on the agenda, right?
Yes.
Yes. I vote yes.
Yes. Noongaza?
Yes.
Yes. Patel Adams?
Yes.
Yes. Pinchback?
Yes.
Yes. Roberts?
Yes.
Yes. Sawyer? Thornton?
Yes.
Yes. Shibanda?
Yes.
Yes. Aaron, you passed?
No.
Grace, how do you vote?
No.
No. Crozier, you passed?
No.
No. Goodman, you passed?
No.
No. Okay, I have one moment.
And Brown.
Brown. How do you vote?
I vote yes.
Yes. So I have 11 yes. 4 no, 0 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this passes.
Okay. Is there any objection to the present agenda as amended?
I think there's another motion.
We had a motion?
Chair, point of information.
I move to approve the agenda as amended.
What's your point of information, Janet?
How much time is left to this approving agenda item?
Okay. 1 minute.
I have a question.
Bill Finstack.
Who is that with a question?
Bill.
Jan Goodman.
Jan, what's your question?
Is the discussion on the audit before the question on the elections?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Bill, you had a question?
A motion.
What's your motion?
Move to change the time for the consideration of PMV approval of the 2014 audit from 10 minutes to 20 minutes. So item 2B on the agenda.
Is there a second to that?
Second.
Yes.
Is there any objection to that?
I object.
Okay. I think we're out of time now. We got to just go to a vote on this. Madam Secretary, can you call the roll? We're going to vote on the amendment. Is it possible to amendment to change to 15 minutes, I think, to 20 minutes for the audit? Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
I'm sorry, Chair, is that what the motion is to add 5 minutes to the total of 15 to make it 20?
Is that it, Bill? Is that correct?
Okay, the 2B was to, it's 10 minutes now, and I'm moving to change that to 20 minutes.
So you're adding 10 minutes to...
Yes.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What's your point of order?
Again, we are in the same situation. Can you instruct the members to send the motion in writing? They cannot be wasting time on playing with this.
Okay, could everybody send their motions in writing if you're making a motion, even amendments? Okay, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll?
1 second. Okay, Aaron.
Yes.
Yes, Alexander.
Yes.
Yes, Bethune.
No.
No, Brown.
Yes, you're saying adding 10 minutes to the entire... Does this affect the whole meeting?
Yes.
It's
adding 10 minutes to what is itemized as a 10-minute item to become 20 minutes, and this is for consideration of the PNB approval of the fiscal year 2014 audit.
Okay, which in effect extends the whole meeting 10 minutes. Okay.
Yes.
I vote. I just want to make sure.
How do you
that.
Vote? Right.
Yes.
Sorry. You vote yes?
Yes.
Brown votes yes?
That's not
no.
correct. That's a clarification. This doesn't. It only extends that item for 10 minutes. It doesn't spend the entire meeting for 10 minutes. We've already set an adjournment time at 11:30. So it only extends that
that's
item.
Right.
Okay. Madam Secretary, can you call her off?
Okay, so Casnade.
No.
No. Crozier.
Yes.
Yes. Goodman.
Yes.
Yes. Cobrin passes. Novick.
Abstain.
Abstain. Nwangaza. Sorry. Nwangaza?
Abstain.
Patel Adams?
No.
No. Pinchback?
No.
No. Roberts?
Abstain.
Abstain. Thornton?
No.
No. Shabanda?
No.
No. Cobrin votes. Cobrin abstained. Okay, one moment. I have 5 yes, 6 no, 4 abstentions. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Chair is not voting.
So this fails.
Okay, we're now out of time, and now we have to go to the vote. Is there any objection to the agenda as amended? Okay, without objection, the agenda is adopted as amended. And we'll now go to our first item. We have 15 minutes. Report on the audit committee chair.
Oh, okay, so the audit committee chair needs to be called into the meeting. Michael?
Okay, will do.
And while we're waiting, I don't know, did everyone get a copy of the audit that was submitted out, PNB members?
Everybody should have. It was emailed, I think, December 5th.
Okay. The executive director couldn't make the meeting, so she won't be able to have a comment on it. But we'll hear from the chair of the audit committee.
Calling him now.
Both the executive director had comments, she can submit them in writing.
William Hairwagon here.
Okay. Mr. Hairwagon, you have 5 minutes. Thank you for joining us.
I thank you. As you know, I sent you an email that the audit committee has accepted the latest revised draft of the financial statements and financial report. And the auditor from Armanino is working with management to try to get the management representation letter signed and then also finally issue the audit report. Are there any questions?
Any questions for the chair of the audit committee? Repeat,
Bill.
Any questions?
Bill for the stack?
Yes, Bill.
Thank you. Well, I guess I have a question, probably for other people who are on the audit committee, maybe there, as well as you, William. Were there other questions that people didn't get to ask of the auditor? Because I know his time on the call last week was very short. And secondly, I have not seen a. Well, okay, go ahead. I have a second question, too.
Questions. Go ahead.
Oh, and I haven't seen the management letter. When will we get that? And. Do we need to see that before we approve the audit? It's really important that we see the management letter.
The first question was about unanswered questions from audit committee members. Those are being, and there were only a half a dozen or so, and they're actually more likely questions for management, but I'm going to forward them to the auditor and leave it up to him whether to answer or refer them to management. And the second question is on the management letter. What's often referred to as the management letter is actually often two different letters, one on comments and one on observations. Usually these are problems that we have to solve as Pacifica. And some companies try to get them out at the same time as the financial statements, but the auditor is working, and it's not a legal requirement to do that. The auditor is working on them. They'll probably come some days, maybe weeks later, after the financial reports.
Chair, Janet?
Yes, Janet.
Right. So it's my understanding that the PNB can approve the audit without those having those management letters at the same time. Is that right?
I believe that is the case, and I believe that's been done in the past because of similar circumstances that the management letters weren't actually sent at the same time.
Mr. Chair, time.
Okay, we're out of time on this item.
Chair, point of information.
Yes, what's your question?
I'd like to request that the audit committee chair remain on the call as we discuss the next item. Is that okay? In case
sure.
There are additional questions.
Yes. Okay, we'll now move on to the next item on the agenda. Consideration of approval. Is there a motion pending to do this? Is someone making a motion to approve the audit?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana?
That's okay. Give Janet the floor. That's fine.
Janet?
Okay. I move that the PNB approve the fiscal year 2014 audit that the audit committee approved on December 5th, 2016. And I'm sending it now.
I second.
Okay, is there any discussion on this item? Any discussion? Is there any objection of accepting the 2014 order? Is there an objection?
Well, Bill, I had a question, I guess.
Yes, Bill, what's your question?
I mean, it's a little hard not seeing the management letters, but were there any concerns expressed by the auditor that we should know about?
Point of order.
No, this is William. Should
what's
I answer?
Hold on. Adriana, what's your point of order?
That's okay. I was thinking that he left, but we have a motion on the floor, right?
Yes. All right, William, yes.
Yeah, no, he didn't get into any of the his observations or comments, but I would suspect they'll be similar to last year's. I don't think Pacifica resolved many of the issues from last year. I'd be surprised if there were many new issues. These are repeat items, been going on for years and years. And I just thought maybe I should point out that we don't have the, as far as I know, the auditor hasn't told me that we have the management representation letter signed yet. So anything could happen if that, you know, there could be more delays that I'm not aware of. Thank you.
A follow-up question, quick.
Yes, Bill.
Does the auditor still feel that he'll issue a going concern alert again?
Yeah.
No, there is no going concern alert. There is regulations regarding how to figure out a going concern have been changed, and it's now, does the auditor believe the company will be able to function for a year from the date of the issue of the financial statement? And they feel that we will be able to continue to operate for a year, and they have a note, which I believe was in last year's audit also, referring to liquidity, meaning we have assets.
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
Mr. Chair, we have a motion on the floor. Can we refer to the motion or vote? I didn't hear any objection to the motion.
Well, there was a question. I'm going to call again. We have a motion. Is there any objection to this motion to approve the audit? Okay, if there's no objection, then the 2014 audit is approved. Thank you, William, for your time and your service, and hopefully we'll be calling on you again.
Thank you. Good night.
All right, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda. Janet, you want to present this issue, your motion? Hello?
I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes, and I'd like to read it, and I think I should read the whole thing because the public should hear this. And then I'd like to motivate, but after that. Whereas the PNB secretary having received the two CDs from True Ballot with all the election files on them, discovered the following findings regarding electeds on the WPFW listener sponsor member delegate election results 2016 page of the election website, and there's a link to that page. The NES listed three write-ins as elected: Murray Smith, Christine Cotter, and Julie Hewitt, whose WPFW listener sponsor membership, a bylaws requisite for being a listener sponsor delegate, may not have been verified. Regarding runners-up, there are several as follows. One, on the WPFW listener sponsor member delegate election results 2016 page, the three WPFW listener sponsor election runners-up, the NES listed, and they are Nancy Alonzo, Tom Cole, and Arthur McLeod, who were write-ins, and they are all WPFW staff members. They should have been excluded based on this, but were not. In addition, another write-in in that election, Lonnie Hall, was not listed as a runner-up and should have been, assuming his WPFW listener sponsor membership was verified. Two, there is a question about what happened to KPFT staff candidate Joseph Davis, who had been listed correctly as third runner-up on the KPFT staff member delegate election results 2016 page, also a link to that. In the initial results, the NES posted to the election website, but when the revised results based on true ballots rerun were posted, Davis's name does not appear as a runner-up. Three, on the KPFT listener sponsor member delegate election results 2016 page, link, the NES listed, quote, write-in parentheses aggregate, end quote, as one of the runners-up. Four, on the KPFK staff member delegate election 2016 results page, there's a link to that, the second runner-up is listed as Steve Rice. The candidate and runners-up name is Steve Pride, and then there's a link to the candidates page for KPFK. And whereas the PNB secretary notified the 2016 NES about these findings, be it resolved that the IED direct the NES to verify the membership issues described above, arrange for a recount of all 10 elections with appropriate exclusions and with all write-ins disaggregated, to be conducted and completed by the end of next week. And if such a recount results in any changes in the delegates elected or runners-up, that an amended NES certification be issued, the elections website be updated, and the files of the recount be sent to the PNB secretary. And be it resolved that for any new LSB seating that has taken place or is scheduled to, those will be considered provisional until the recount is completed and posted. If any delegates who have been seated based on the current NES certification, whether elected or alternates, are affected by the recount, that any business conducted during these meetings, including elections of LSB officers, may need to be reconsidered at or before the January 2017 LSB meeting only if the recount results affect the results of any approved motions or LSB officers' elections. That's it. So may I motivate?
We'll briefly motivate. We have 90 seconds. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So there have been these issues identified over time, during this election, and the files from True Ballot reflect these problems, and so something was wrong, and it affects at least three stations. And especially runners-up. I mean, it's like if you have runners-up who will be replacing termed-out delegates, et cetera, coming from these lists you have at KPFT, you would have a staff member replacing a listener delegate seat. That's totally out of order. So there's so much wrong with this that a rerun can be done, and we can get these results. And I recommend that the PNB, make this happen through the IED, through the NES, et cetera.
We'll take a stack for this motion. We're taking a stack. I'll put myself on the stack. I'm waiting for someone to say, but if nobody, I'll put myself on the stack. Anybody else?
This is Grace. I'd like to be on the stack.
Tony. Bill, I'm sorry. But if you want to go first, Tony, it's okay.
Dan and Bill and who else?
Grace.
Yes. Yeah, this is Tony. briefly, I have a serious reservations about this motion because, quite frankly, I think I have documentation that the NES has certified the election and the True Ballot has certified the election. And I'm concerned about that. And I'm concerned about the board making factual findings without an investigation of the NES or the executive director on these points that we've brought up. And I don't think the board has authority to recertify or even block the certification. And I think it causes a lot of confusion to put the meetings that are taking place tomorrow. You're saying that the delegates will be seated provisionally and the officers are elected provisionally. I don't think the board has authority to do that, and it creates confusion because we're creating a category of officers that just does not exist in the bylaw. That means all of the officers would be provisionally chair of the LSB, provisional P&B nominees, provisional until this is resolved, and we don't know how that can be resolved. I think it creates a lot of confusion that we're going down a road that we don't want to go down. I personally think it muddies a lot of the election, and I just simply don't think that the PNB just does not have the authority to do what this motion is attempting to do. And the reason I say that, our bylaws delegate the certification to the NES. Our bylaws have delegated that responsibility of certifying our elections to the NES. And the NES, apparently what I'm looking at, has certified the election as well as True Ballot under the contracts that they have. So I really don't think, and I'm just speaking from my personal opinion as a legal, that we have the authority to pull back on that certification or overturn that certification and issue provisional elections for provisional officers. I really just don't think that the PNB has the authority under the bylaws. And also under the contracts that we have with the NES and True Ballot, where both have already certified these elections. So I think we're really going down a slippery slope with this one. And we have a court.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Let me just finish, and I'm just going to wrap up, and I'll hear your point of order. I'm just giving you my opinion that I really don't think that the PNB has authority to do that. And that's my two cents. What's your point of order, Adriana?
Can we ask if Bill is still in the call and is taking his time in the people?
Okay, Bill, are you timing everybody? We want to be on time. 90 seconds.
Well, yes, but I'm sorry. I wasn't timing the chair, so I'm all right. Sorry.
Okay.
Two minutes and 15 seconds.
I'm done. Okay, we have Jan, Bill, and Grace. Yes, Jan.
I was going to say I will pass for the moment.
Bill?
I agree with the chair.